Kamala Harris says she might run in 2028. By Jasmine Jordan on April 10, 2026. Failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris moved closer than ever to publicly acknowledging another White House campaign. When Reverend Al Sharpton asked directly whether she planned to run again at his National Action Network convention in New York on Friday, Harris replied, "Listen, I might. I'm thinking about it," before adding, "I'll keep you posted." Harris also told Sharpton, "I know what the job is and what it requires," underscoring that she has already served as vice president and previously run for president twice. The appearance took place before an audience of black lawmakers, influential power brokers, and voters at what amounted to the first major gathering for the potential 2028 Democratic field. Harris was the sixth possible 2028 contender to take the stage at the convention, following appearances by figures including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and Representative Ro Khanna of California. According to Politico, the crowd repeatedly chanted "Run again! Run again!" during her appearance, prompting Sharpton to joke that this is a convention, not a revival. Harris said Friday that she plans to travel soon to South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Arkansas. Earlier reports had indicated that her early 2026 schedule would also include South Carolina and cities with large black populations such as Detroit, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, and Montgomery, Alabama. Harris enters the early 2028 Democrat field discussion with a polling advantage over most potential rivals. According to Race to the White House polling averages reported in February, Harris held 27.5% support among potential Democrat primary voters, ahead of California Governor Gavin Newsom at 22.7%. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stood at 9%, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at 8.7%, Shapiro at 4.9%, and Pritzker at 3.4%. In December 2025, Harris launched a political action committee called Fight for the People. In a fundraising message announcing the PAC, Harris said she intended to travel, speak out, and help elect Democrats everywhere. She also described donations as critical ahead of the organization's first Federal Election Commission deadline. Harris has also worked in recent months to reconnect with younger voters. In February, her former at Kamala HQ account was rebranded as Headquarters, which Harris described as a Gen Z-led progressive content hub. In a video announcing the project, Harris said it would be a place where people could get the latest of what's going on and meet and revisit with some of our great, courageous leaders, be they elected leaders, community leaders, civic leaders, faith leaders, young leaders.